Good morning.
Good morning. You may
be seated. That was good singing.
Thought I heard you back there.
Yes, it was.
There's Miss Jane back there for sure.
Yeah.
You can be seated. So, what is today's day? Today is November the 3rd. Wow. Oof. Yes. And today is All Saints Day. So I had a two-sentence explanation of what All Saints Day is, but I'm going to have our extraordinaire Phil Brown elaborate for those of us that don't remember. It's to remember saints and allow the memory of their courage, of their faith that encouraged us to a deeper worship and service with the Lord. So, Phil, would you give us a brief history lesson, please?
Well, I don't know if I can do much. I was going to show some slides of our website, which, if you go to it, and every week there is an online service that Ralph prepared before that, has all the elements of a regular service, but has a few additional options. In particular, for special days, there is a resource page for each service that gives information about that are important for that day. And in particular for All Saints Day, if you go to the resource page for today, you'll find a number of articles about All Saints Day. Some of them are merely informational, I mean, Wikipedia or some other websites. And some of them are inspirational. Basically, All Saints Day, the idea of saints in particular comes from some of Paul's writings in the New Testament. In particular, where he talks about having clouds of witnesses to what's going on in our world. And those witnesses are ones that have gone before us. And they've taken to call them saints. They're sanctified, they're made saints, they're accepted by God. And they started doing things like praying to saints because they knew that they were had access to God. So they were praying to the saints. And they got to be where the saints became too important. When John Wesley started looking at what his faith meant to him and what he's left for us, he said, saints, it's good to think of saints. It's good to realize that you work with saints. You live with saints. Those who have devoted their lives to God, furthering God's purposes on the world. And when they go away, when they go to join God, they should remember that and allow them to influence our thoughts. But so far as asking them to intervene for us, he said that that's not part of what's important in our faith is our relationship with God and how we build upon that. So for us, All Saints Day is a time to remember the saints around us. And one of the things that's frequently done is to simply remember those who have passed away in the previous year. And in times, we've taken lists from people, ones that they knew. It's not necessarily anything that we know, but ones that they think of as saints and have died recently. We didn't do that this year. But each of us can, at this time, and really at any time, think about those around us who have influenced our faith and remember that they are, in the eyes of God, saints. He is respected because they respect him. So I guess one thing we could do is ask if there are any in the past year for you that have passed away that you think of as being saints in your life, those who have influenced you. I think the only one in our church that I know is Leonard Holden, who recently had a warrant for him. And I know there are others in his body. If you don't think of it now, think of them during this day, especially and on through those that have influenced you, and remember that you are a saint, that you influence
Thank you, Phil.
Good job.
Thank you.